So let's take a simple example of, okay, I'm running 250, 300 doors. I have two showing agents and I have now 15 vacancies. I can't with two showing agents show more than two units.
Welcome to the Property Management Brainstorm Show with Bob Preston. Bob is the lead consultant and podcast host at Property Management Brainstorm, the consulting and strategic planning company dedicated to the property management industry. This podcast is for property managers and company owners seeking an in-depth look into current trends toward adding doors, growing recurring revenue, and building a high-profit property management business. You'll hear from leading professionals on hot topics, success stories, and strategies for expanding your company and assuring your property portfolios are managed efficiently. Now, here is your host, Bob Preston.
Hello, brainstormers. This is Bob Preston, your host, broadcasting from our Property Management Brainstorm Studio in Del Mar, California. If you're new here, please subscribe so you get ongoing access to all of our great episodes. And if you like what you hear, please, we would sure appreciate your positive review. Well, the leasing season is coming, right? And it's a crucial time in residential property management, but it's never too soon to prepare your team or too late to enhance your processes before this busy time of year. Your company must be equipped for the peak season, ensuring your team is well prepared to handle the surge. On today's episode, my guest is Barak Shamir, head of sales and customer success at Showdigs, a company dedicated to helping property management companies across the country scale their leasing operations without traditional overhead costs. Barak and I will unpack how to handle peak volume, stay efficient, and maximize occupancy during the upcoming leasing season. It's going to be a great episode, so have a listen. Barak, welcome to Property Management Brainstorm.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me. Excited.
Yeah, I've really been excited to have you on this episode because I have so many clients who stress out about the upcoming time of year, right? The leasing season. But before we dive into that topic, which is going to be fantastic, I always like to start with my guests just introducing themselves. So let's roll with that, if you will. Tell our guests about yourself, maybe just briefly about Showdigs, because I know we're going to talk about that a little bit later too. And then what you do at the company.
Okay. So The main thing I would say about me is I'm a dad of two daughters, young, 5 and 7. And I work. So I have a full-time job at home and a full-time job at work. I've been in tech for, well over 10 years now. My previous job, I was running sales and customer success in a CRM company, selling, software to small businesses. And I joined Showdigs 3 months ago. Briefly about Showdigs, for those of you who don't know, what we do is we're a leasing automation platform that also offers field work services. So we escort property managers, basically offloading all the prospect work from the moment they need to advertise until the moment they get an application. Showdigs covers the entire process there. And then we can talk about that more later. But I think a lot of our conversation today, Bob, is going to be about those struggles for property managers along the way. And it kind of ties in together. But those are real problems. And that's why Showdigs was founded.
Absolutely. So we started chatting about this a week or two ago, what to talk about today, right? And what we could discuss. And you suggested focusing on the upcoming leasing season, which I think is a fantastic topic. So why did you suggest that? And what is it, you know, that's about it that's so important for us to discuss?
People are going to move, springtime, summertime, even heavier. And what we know in our company in Showdigs is that we can't really talk to our customers during this time because they're too busy. And if you're a property manager, I don't want for you, I don't want for any people to be weary about an upcoming season. I don't want you to think about, oh, it's going to be so busy, I'm not going to have my weekends, I'm not going to have time. So that's one topic, that one reason I wanted us to talk about this, and how we can, or what property managers can do today to make the busy season feel like the slow season, basically make it feel like a 9-to-5. But there's another aspect to the entire business is, you need to, there's a lot more than filling up a vacancy. If you have a vacant property, you need to make sure it's secure, safe, depending on your location. Squatters are a thing across the U.S. now. So that's one element. The other element, move in, move out, you need inspections, you need to have a team ready for that. The third thing is you need to show the unit. There are many ways to show a unit now, but all of this goes back to most of the things I just said require manpower, require staff doing, making sure the house is vacant and in appropriate shape to show, making sure that you have a proper move out report so that your deposit is secured, or you bring it back or you use it. And you need to do a move in report, similar to that time. Those are staff. And if you're showing with your own agents, again, staff.
Well, I think, like you mentioned, it can be really stressful. So training them properly, I think, is a really big one, and making sure that they know what their job assignment is, right? So that everybody kind of understands the workflows and what's expected and where, but I like to call it kind of like a baton pass. Like where do the batons get passed, and when is it time for you to do your job, or when is it time to turn it over to someone who's on your team? Right. Yeah. And so I think these are some of the areas where we need to focus on teams being more efficient.
So there are the two biggest issues there. Well, you talked about training them, making sure they know what they do.
Yes.
But then there is the struggle of keeping them. So one big issue that we hear, or reason that we bring in customers and they want to keep using our services, it's hard for them to keep their staff. And it kind of coexists with the fact that during the busy season, you have a lot of prospects knocking at your door, if you want, metaphorically, wanting to look at units. So let's take a simple example of, okay, I'm running 250, 300 doors. I have two showing agents, and I have now 15 vacancies. I can't, with two showing agents, show more than two units, right? Me, personally, as a prospect, I'd want to see a unit on the weekend or maybe in the afternoon. And I assume the vast majority of the prospects mimic me. They want to see it later in the day, over the weekend, when they have time, when they're not at work, when there is an easier way for them to cope with having kids at home. How can your showing staff be at 10, 15 vacancies if you're bigger, 30, 40 vacancies at a time? You need a huge force to deal with that, right?
Sure.
And now what happens if one of them leaves? And what happens if a prospect can't see a unit on a Sunday, but they can see a different unit on a Sunday from a different owner? They'll go there. You're losing business.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? You know, a lot of property management companies don't show on weekends. Maybe they do during the busy season. And it's not just the actual windshield time of, right, getting in your car and going to the property. It's also booking a time that's convenient and can be agreeable. I mean, I used to see this at my company. I'd watch out into we had kind of a bullpen area where our agents were and property managers. And you could just hear it going on. The phone would ring. Oh, you know, this conversation. Okay, well, when could you be available? Well, let me, you know, you could almost hear it on the other side. Like, oh, well, let me check with my husband, right? Or my boyfriend. I'll be back with you. And then they'd hang up. The phone would ring again. And this would go back and forth. Just incredibly inefficient, right? And so then you throw in. What's up?
Here is another inefficiency, though. Phone.
Yes, that's right.
2024. Why are you on the phone?
No doubt about it. Yeah. These things can be automated.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just, I think, that's just the showings, right? What about move-ins, inspections, right? And then you get there sometimes, you might have a cancellation. Like, do you see a lot of this also when you speak with your clients and you're talking to them about show digs?
Yeah, so cancellations are a big issue for them. No shows from prospects. Even no shows from staff. So a lot of the inspection staff, they're not always W-2. They might be 1099. Some call them fielders. They also don't show up because you don't, for periodic, for move in, move out, you don't need a full-blown inspection. Right. You just needed to follow a very specific set of rules so that your deposit, you know, it's secure. And think of that time when your agent, I like your phrasing of it, windshield time, going there. Okay, I'm ready. I'm on the clock. I'm getting paid, but I'm doing nothing. Maybe I could have done something better with my time.
Absolutely. The other thing that I see is just companies who don't quite have their processes and their workflows well-defined, right? And this kind of becomes more problematic during the surge, right? I'm sure you see this too. So not only do the teams not necessarily know what they're supposed to do, or maybe they don't have the process defined, so there's lots of questions. But to your point, lots of teams get overwhelmed, burned out, right? And this leads to staff turnover and things like that. And just watching the back and forth, like we kind of talked about, high volume of incoming messages, or if not phone messages, email messages to book appointments, right? Yeah. And then I find that, you know, a lot of my clients, then they respond slowly. So they can't get back to people because they don't have it automated. And then there's this, the result is this sort of lack of optimal rental conversion in the end, which then it's a, you know, lose-lose proposition for everybody, for the property management company because they're not making their commissions or their fees, for the tenants because, you know, they're looking for a place to stay, and also the owners of the properties who are losing rental income. I mean, tell me, like, when you speak to your clients, are you hearing these kind of things, these stories, and what are they saying?
So I'm hearing two types of clients, but let's stick to this story. Is mm-hmm. Many of our clients come to us at two junctions in their stage, their life cycle stage. They either say they have a huge fire they need to shut down right now. Yeah. My maintenance staff quit. My showing agents quit. I have a sick property manager. They're out for the month. I just can't deal with the workload. And think how fragile your business is if one person leaves or one person is incapacitated.
Sure.
I'm losing money over this, right? So it's very fragile. So those are clients of ours that we help there. The other end of it, the type of property manager we haven't talked about yet, but we keep saying a lot of processes are inefficient. There are a lot of really good property management companies out there that have everything nailed down to the dot.
No question.
Which is great. Yeah. But now, how do you scale that? How do you make this scalable, profitable? So, Bob, you know it better than any. You built, scaled, and sold your business. You have right. to have a really good P&L at the end. And for that, you have to have very good scalability mechanism. Mm-hmm. So we have those clients as well. They come and say, okay, we're good, but it's becoming really hard to efficiently scale our business.
But what happens, even if you think you do have your processes down, when you get hit with a surge, or maybe you have an opportunity to pick up a new client who has multiple properties, and now you stress your team with more volume, right? Whether it be because you're bringing on a bunch of new properties or because it's the surge season, those processes can break because people aren't prepared for the pace or the activity level. And so then you find yourself kind of in the middle of this period of time trying to reconfigure or maybe figure things out again because, you know, the volume, you just can't keep up with the volume, right? I mean, that's a common thing that I see, to your point.
Yeah. So we've been talking a lot about issues and problems, but we haven't talked about any solution, right? So make sure now that you are ready and you know what is the best way for you to advertise your units. So ShowDigs helps advertise units as well. Obviously, it coexists with other syndication tools. The next bit is what we talked about, I think, a good amount here is let's automate the prospect experience. Let's make sure they have an easy way to schedule time to see units. And it can be if you're a property manager that only does self-guided tours, self-tours, self-showings, ShowDig supports that. We offer a very slick and easy prospect experience. They find their own time that suits their calendar. They go and see the unit. We give them a one-time code at the time of the showing, not before, not after. We remind them to return the key to the proper code box location. So that's one thing. The other thing is automating the showing. Instead of your agents being on the phone, calling a prospect that inquired or getting a phone from a prospect, think of a world where you wake up as a leasing agent and you have your calendar booked. Okay, I have a showing now at this unit, an hour later at that unit, or I have two in a row for this specific building. Instead of doing all those calls, you just wake up and it's ready for you. You can just go work instead of dealing with, okay, does this meet your calendar? Would this work for you or not? We go as far as taking this off your leasing agents. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the growth mechanism that you should leverage out of a tool like ShowDig. I've been talking to a few of our customers in general to learn the industry and also to prepare for this call. But what would be the right ratio of leasing agent or property manager to units they manage? So it really depends on your business, but we have clients that started with 50, 60 units per property manager. Now they have close to 200.
Right.
Because they've used ShowDig. So what I haven't said yet is basically we offload the field work. If you're still, if you're doing the most secure way of showing units, which is with a person, like we talked about, you need to train them. You need to make sure it's professional. You need to make sure it works well. You need to make sure that at the end of it, you get a report. You know exactly what happened. ShowDig has a vast network of licensed real estate agents, specifically real estate agents. It's not anyone off the street. They have to be active licensed agents, fair housing, all of that.
Right.
We add training to them. We vet them manually one by one. No one automatically goes in to ShowDig to be an agent. And those people are very professional. They're professional at how they present themselves. That's their job, real estate agents. And they know the job. Now, maybe it's just opening the door here toward the place, but they won't say anything out of place, fair housing. They won't put you at risk. And they'll be able to answer any question that you want them to be able to answer. So we help you prepare that for them. On top of that, our agents are able to offload vacancy checks, periodic walkthroughs, move in, move outs. We follow very robust process where you can expect the same high quality reports every time. I think this is something we hear a lot from our customers, Bob, is that I have a backlog of periodic reports. Can you help me now? I need like 50 now or 150 or I couldn't get to this. I have all my units need a mid-year review now. How can you do that if you have one maintenance person in your staff? Or how can you do this if your maintenance team just quit for some reason?
Are you tired of wasting hours stuck in traffic running between your properties? Well, do we have a solution for you? ShowDig is more than just an all-in-one leasing software. They employ over 2,000 licensed real estate agents, especially trained to show your properties on demand. Here's how it works. You list your properties through Showdigs, and when a lead inquires to tour, Showdigs automation allows them to self-schedule a time that works for them. A local Showdigs agent will accept the tour request through the Showdigs app, and once they've shown the property, you'll receive a detailed tour report straight to your inbox. Do you want to learn how Showdigs can save you time and money without compromising your conversion rates? Head over to showdigs.com/PMB to learn more about the all-in-one leasing software that can handle all of your field work. Fill out the form, and when you sign up for Showdigs, you'll get to activate your first 5 properties for free. Once again, that's showdigs.com/PMB.
We want to come off as we make it reasonable for any property manager to streamline their operation and make it cost effective. So I want for every property manager that's out there to be Bob, to be able to build, scale, and if they want eventually to sell, to have a nice P&L sheet that they can show it's scalable, they can show it's profitable. It doesn't rely on hiring, training, and keeping on that cycle. You have Uber-like staff ready, trained, they can take the fare. They know what to do, and you can expect the exact same consistency over and over.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because when I was a Showdigs client, and you and I have never talked about this because I was a Showdigs client before you were with the company, yeah. But I liked doing, you mentioned midpoint inspections, right? We're talking about the busy season. So, yeah. Okay, if it's a busy season now, wait till 6 months from now or whatever, then you're going to have, if you like to do midpoint reviews or midpoint inspections. I did because I also owned a maintenance company, right?
Yeah.
And every chance I had to set my eyes on one of our properties, in my mind, was a chance to spot things that needed to be fixed. And what did that mean? That meant invoices through the maintenance team. Not being like, you know, disingenuous about it, but if things can be fixed, they should be. And it's our responsibility to take care of the properties. Sometimes tenants don't see these things. So if you can get a trained eye in there to look at the property, do a walkthrough, and then it generates invoices for the maintenance team. So I always saw that as an opportunity, not something that was a task. But that's where you guys helped us because we found it just non-sustainable to send our team out, you know, on midpoint because we had just finished all these leases through the busy season. I think, you know, the other thing I want to mention is that you're sort of, you know, the pay-per-click, if you will, the pay-per-click staffing model, right? I mean, you're there when we need you, but if we don't need you, we're not paying for it. So
right.
For scaling up and then perhaps back down at the end of the season, that's perfectly fine with you guys, right?
I would say that's even why it's there. Instead of you having, so it's March. If mm-hmm. you're prepping for a busy season, you're likely hiring now.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens in September, October? Are you going to let that person go? What happens right. to all the training you invested in that person? If there is even training you do, or you just tell them to just go show units. And then something may go right. Something we hear from clients is they don't show up. Those 1099s you take pay per showing. And that's the premise of Showdig. I mean, be there when you need us, take it when you want it, mix and match. It works. It works well. To a point where even if you, you have a staff, everything is nailed down, but it's a Monday to Friday operation, 9 to 5. What do you do on the weekends?
That's
you
right.
Show things on the weekends.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And I'd say it's cheaper than hiring. It's cheaper than training. Statistically, and we see this across the board from all our customers. If you're using Show Digs agents or your agents or self-guided tours, you still have the same tour to rent ratio in every given location. You're still going to have to show it, depending on your location, 5 to 8 times until they get an application.
True.
Whether it's they see it themselves, whether if I show it and sell it, or if it's our agent.
So what do you, what kind of training do you put your teams through, you know, your agents that are in the field?
It's fair housing. We have a, okay. It's fair housing. The other portion of what we train them on, a, never assume, make sure you have the notes from the listing. You have the notes from the property manager. Don't assume anything else. So you'll never get a show digs agent saying something you don't want them to. Another bit we train them on is consistency. Every inspection, you can expect the exact same type of report. So if it's a vacancy check, a midterm, move in, move out, it's a template they have to follow, and it looks the same every time. It's depending on the type of inspection, 7 to 30 pages with pictures, yeah, with notes for every room. For showings, there is a report at the end. You get it every time with the same consistency. You would even get a note from our agent of that they're asking the prospect, or do you want to apply? Is this a unit that makes sure sense for you to apply for? And they ask that question at the end, and they give you that feedback. And we even market in Showdigs as a hot lead. If they say, yeah, I like this unit, I'll likely apply, you will get that notification in Showdigs. You'll have that indication. Mm-hmm. I think the key here is consistency, because we talked about training. They're trained. They're ready to go. And once you see one inspection, one tour report, if you like it, and our customers like it, they use it a lot, you'll get the same thing every time. It doesn't matter which agent does it. That's train them on consistency.
Perfect. Hey, earlier in the conversation, you mentioned squatters, right?
Yeah.
How big of a problem is that? Because I noticed you also mentioned vacancy checks. So that would be basically going to properties and making sure that there's no one who's gained unlawful entry into the property. It might be squatting there, or, you know, making sure that the property hasn't been damaged, that kind of thing. So is that a common thing that your agents are trained to do?
Our agents are well trained on vacancy checks. Mm-hmm. They're not trained on removing squatters. Squatting, everyone listening to this from the property management industry likely knows this very well, is one of the biggest issues in the U.S. right now.
Sure.
What leads to that is a lot of those squatters, they're becoming really sophisticated. So there is the unsophisticated squatter that just sees a vacant property and goes in. Now, if you're a property manager managing that unit, you don't know unless you go and show the unit, or you do a vacancy check, or you do a drive-by. You won't know. And if you have a vacant property that's vacant for a month and it's not a very popular area, and now you finally have a showing, think how bad it is for you to realize, oh man, I need to deal with that now.
Yeah. You walk in and there happens to be someone that's living there unbeknownst to you. Right. I mean,
yeah. But they're becoming more sophisticated. So I'm not, this is an issue, but it isn't as big of an issue as much as it is of the sophisticated squatters. Mm-hmm. And if we have a bit of time, Bob, I can elaborate.
Please do. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about people who are probably posing now as agents grant.
And the way this was built on the premise of the self-guided tours. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the more sophisticated squatters, they aren't the actual squatter. They're posing as the owner. They would go to the unit as a prospect and take the key. And now they will post your unit on Craigslist or on Facebook with a lower cost. So think, I'm a prospect now, and I'm looking in Zillow, and I'm seeing this great unit, but it's really out of my budget. But then I see it on Craigslist, or I see it on Facebook for 2/3 of the price. Okay. I don't know why this happened, but I'm an innocent prospect. I'm gonna apply. I'm gonna contact this person. This person is now posing as the owner. They have the key. Okay, their tour. I'm scheduling a showing with them. They're coming with me. They're showing me this home. That's not even their home. They just stole the key. And now I'm signing a lease with them. And now I'm moving in. I have a contract. And now, Mr. Property Manager, deal with me. I moved in my kids. I'm innocent. I have a contract. You will be able to evict me eventually, but I'm gonna take you to court as the resident because I paid.
Right.
I have a lease. Why are you evicting me? This was all legal in my mind, in my experience, and that's the bigger issue.
Yeah, sometimes I find that there's not even a key involved, right? It's more like they put the property up. We've had this happen to us in the past where they put the property up at such a ridiculously low price. If they can demand, okay, if you want this property, here's where it is. You can see the photos, but I need a deposit from you, right? And it's all about just getting cash. Right?
Yeah.
So what does Showdigs do to help prevent that kind of fraud?
So we do two things. Out the gate, no additional cost to the regular cost of Showdigs.
Mm-hmm.
We monitor Craigslist and Facebook.
Okay.
Unless you yourself advertise there. But we monitor them and we actively work with Facebook and Craigslist to remove those fake ads. No additional cost. That's part of the service. The other issue there is we need to make sure that if someone is self-touring your unit, that they're not going to pose later as the owner.
Yeah, that they're who they say they are, right?
Exactly. So, and if who they say they are isn't the person you want, we have a tool. So we are integrated with a very robust persona tool that screens every person, compares them to a database of banks use the same system,
mm-hmm.
A database of any felons or people at risk there. You can't complete that. You can't complete a tour schedule without being verified through this. And this does have a very minor additional cost, $2 per verification. Because of that integration, it's very robust. You can't complete this without making sure the ID is legit and that you are the person on the ID. So that tool knows to take a screenshot of you, but you can't put a picture of a person.
Sure.
You need to take a selfie from the front, from the sides, and you can't do it with a picture. You can only do it if you're the person on your identification. And that tool can compare that experience, right? It takes a bit more time. The thing we find, though, is we have clients that had squatter issues and also found out there is a fraudster that's zoned in on some of their units. The moment they enable that tool, we call it Listing Shield, they're gone. No more fraudster. And we see this. We see them starting the pre-screening. We see them wanting to schedule the tour, but not completing it because I'm not going to pass it. They're not going to give me time.
Right.
They're not going to give me time. They're not going to give me the code to the lockbox. So it's a waste of my time. Let me find someone that's not using this tool.
Yeah. So you've weeded out people who are scammers and, you know, fraudulent people posing as other individuals. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I can kind of summarize here then in terms of, you know, the overall leasing efficiency that Showdigs brings to the table. You have the automation aspects of the property listings and putting those out through marketing syndication to all the hot sites, right? I'm assuming, you know, Zillow.
Zillow Stack, Zumper Stack.
Yeah, all the, you know, apartments, I'm guessing, you know, truly all these different rental sites. Then there's a response automation where your tools are communicating back and forth with the prospective tenant, allowing them to self-schedule for a showing, whether that be in person or a self-showing, right?
Yeah.
And then the tools that allow for gaining entry in a safe and effective way that helps prevent fraud. And then when needed, you've got the field team who's capable of going to the property if you want those showings to be done, maybe for a specific property that's super high end. You don't want self-showings, you know, you got to have somebody there. So they can do the field work and also do the move-ins and the inspections and all this, you know, other kind of field work that decreases the windshield time. So is that a pretty good quick elevator pitch?
Very much so. If you summarize it for one sentence, we're a leasing automation software that also offers field work services.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so in terms of the actual pricing of the solution then, right? And how you get signed up, how does that work, right?
Well, you can sign up, not sign up, but you can reach out to us from our website, showlease.com. It's pretty easy. We even have a demo of the product that you can go through and then leave your details. We'll get back to you really soon. Or you can have the option just to schedule time and talk to us. We don't charge you a subscription fee.
Okay.
And we don't hide features in different tiers. So everything is open to you and you pay as you go. The only add-on service that I talked about was that listing shield, that persona verification.
Okay.
If you feel like you need that, that again, $2 per verification. So you will pay when you activate a unit for showing and you will pay for agent services and you will pay for each one once. There is no recurring payment to show these. Yeah. I think the point I was trying to make is it's simple. There's no heavy migration. It's a very simple tool to launch, very simple tool to test, cost effective. We don't have a commitment to our software. So if you don't like it, you can stop paying. Pay as you go. No annual commitments, no anything of that nature.
And do you have implementation managers? Like, are there people on your staff who help guide, I guess, these clients, you know, your clients through the process, what they need to do, what are the steps?
Yep. So we have regional account managers. So depending on your location, we'll have someone dedicated to your success, basically.
Okay.
We have two layers of service. We have an account manager that will walk you through what the product can do for your specific need. We'll onboard you and we'll be in touch when needed. We don't send emails just to send emails, but we'll consistently look at offering you value. And if you're getting the value, you'll not hear as much from us. That's one layer of service. And we walk you through this as many times and with as many people in your team as you need. When you hire new staff, we're happy to take them into a training session. That's one type of service we offer. The other type of service we offer is we have a 7 days a week ops team. They're there to help three layers of people. They're there to help you as a property manager. If you have any question about the product, if you have any issue, 7 days a week, they're there to support our agents. So we have a large network of agents to support this operation. So
you bet. Yeah.
They are there to support them. Another perk that we offer, no additional cost, is this team also supports the prospects. So if a prospect gets to a unit, but something is off, we communicated with them the location. So when they need to communicate back, they communicate with Showdigs. We offload over 80% of the communication with prospects that are already scheduled. So they won't call you to reschedule. They won't call you, oh, I can't open the door if it's a self-door.
I don't have a code right, or you know, the buttons aren't working.
The number they have available is our number. We talk to them. We help them get the code. We help them with a reschedule if they need. We offload that work for you.
Where do you see Showdigs headed in the future? This may not be something you want to answer, right? But we're not looking for a commitment here. Do you guys have ideas of where you might take this moving forward?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There are a lot of interesting elements we want to add to the service. Mm-hmm. I think the most interesting one would more reside on the team collaboration element of it. So if team collaboration or customer management. So more of a CRM type services.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a leasing team and they want to task each other, you would be able to do it out of Showdigs. You would be able to run your communication with the prospects out of Showdigs, like, I don't know, HubSpot, Pipedrive, Salesforce would offer. But more zoomed in on property managers and
sure.
their real needs. So HubSpot is pretty robust for a property manager. It doesn't zoom into what they really need. And that's something that's on our scope to add. We're always looking to enhance the way we integrate with prop tech around. So those are the type of integrations we're offering. We have a very robust integration today with AppFolio. We work well with any other one. It's not as robust, so something we're adding in is we're going to be as well integrated with Buildium and PropertyWare and
that would be, that's huge, right? Is really making that part seamless is because you know that's kind of like the base model is your property management software. Yep. So that's really cool that you guys can integrate with that and add value to those platforms.
And the next step, the more robust thing is how would property management teams collaborate and engage with their prospects better through Showdigs.
I like that a lot. Hey, this is really fun to talk to you. I'm really passionate about this market, as you can tell. I'd love to keep chatting, but in the interest of time, we probably need to wrap up today. So what other thoughts do you have that you'd like to share with our listeners kind of as we hone in on wrapping up today?
I think we had a good conversation around what can help you as a property manager be ready. And again, it doesn't have to be Showdigs. But the point, I think the real point here is, you don't need to stress out about the busier season at our, we're talking to you now because we won't be able to talk to you in the summer. So it doesn't have to be like that. It really doesn't. You can really have a 9-to-5, quote unquote, because it doesn't need to be stressful or hard or expensive to get there. So that's the message out there. I'd say the second message is I'm going to be in Broker Owner.
Booth 605 at the upcoming Broker Owner Conference coming up in April in Amelia Island, Florida. Now, otherwise, if someone wants to get in touch with Showdigs sooner to learn more, like, hey, I like this. I need to get prepared. I'm not going to Broker Owner. How can they get in touch with you?
Easiest way is through our website. We make it easy for you to schedule with us without talking to anyone, just to have something in your calendar. Like we said, for your prospect, also you as the one interested, go on, schedule time with our team. We'll answer any question. We'll demo the product. Happy to take your calls. Or you can tour our product through our website. It's there. It's available. It gives you a glimpse of what we can do. And we can reach back out and answer any questions. Yeah.
So wonderful.
Go to our website. Yes. Thank you for having me. Been a pleasure and really fun. Thank you, Bob.
Fantastic. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Take care. As we wrap up today, I'd like to make a quick plug to our listeners to click on the subscribe button, give us a like, and if you would, please pay it forward with a positive review. Thank you for tuning in to Property Management Brainstorm, where we are always working hard to find new ways to advance the property management industry, and we will catch you next time.